Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Farming, plant a crop, roll the dice, and pray for good weather. That's one description of the farming life, and a case in point was the mid-March freezing temperatures after that warmer-than-usual start to the month. Grayson County strawberry grower Danny Van Meter says the only other crop more temperature-sensitive than his is peaches.
That is correct. With a peach crop, they have a very hard time keeping those blooms viable. I think they use windmills and maybe some torches, so on and so forth. We use floating row covers and can use irrigation to an extent, but I think we recorded somewhere around 13, 14 degrees last night, so that gets very critical at that temperature.
Van Meter Family Farm in Grayson County is a certified roadside market with strawberries as a main draw. Van Meter, a state leader in production, often helping other growers.
I got several calls from a lot of farmers in the area, and we talk a lot. They were going to using extreme measures, one putting hay on top of row covers, another one raising the cover up with a torpedo heater. Just a lot of measures. You use what's available to try to protect those, because again, those are some of your best berries and worth a lot of money and great berries, and that you're just trying to save and protect those. If you can, if not, that's farming. You go on to the next step.
Next, his take on overall strawberry production for this season. We'll be right back.
Did you know the federal government provides more than $150 billion a year in grants, loans, and work study funds to make higher education possible for anyone? Completing the free application for federal student aid, known as the FAFSA, is the first step to getting your share, and it's totally free and takes most people less than an hour to apply.
Go to knowhowtogoky.org and join the conversation on Twitter with hashtag MyFAFSAStory. This message is brought to you by the Pritchard Committee Student Voice Team and the Council on Postsecondary Education.
There will be some impact on the Kentucky strawberry crop from the mid-March freeze, Van Meter says, with the preventive actions taken by growers. He's still hopeful for an abundant crop, although a few of the larger berries may have bit the dust.
Just because we lose some of the initial king blooms, which can be the largest berries, doesn't mean that they won't bloom later on. Our goal probably through this extreme was maybe to sacrifice a few of the early blooms, the king blooms that are up higher, for the popcorn blooms that will be coming later on, and they will sustain colder temperatures than what the early blooms will.
He's keeping fingers crossed for no more freezes and is optimistic about the crop.
Sure, and again, they'll be of good quality. They may not just be as large as the others.
On berry availability, he feels plasticulture berries may be ready around April 20, traditional plantings bearing fruit in late May. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.